Welcome back. In May, the unmanned space capsule Dragon became the first commercial spacecraft to dock with the International Space Station, then return to Earth. You probably remember Dragon was built by Space Exploration Technologies, a private for-profit company called SpaceX for short. And it wasn't all smooth sailing. Dragon's initial launch was called off because of technical difficulties. 3 days later, it lifted off without a hitch. Its founder, Elon Musk, saying, "We're at the dawn of a new era for space exploration, one where there's a much bigger role for commercial companies." Well, our next guest is praying that's true. Justin Dowd won an international competition held earlier this year by Metro World News magazine in conjunction with the private Dutch company Space Expedition Corporation. His prize? He gets to take a 90-minute trip aboard a private space plane sometime in 2014. How cool is that? Justin Dowd is from Worcester, Massachusetts. He's a student at Northeastern University here in Boston. He joins us. And Justin, congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, in the sort of guidebook to interviews, at this moment, I would say, wow, I bet you never dreamed that you'd take a space trip. And you would say, no, I didn't. This is incredible. Yeah. But in truth, you did.
Well, I always thought that eventually I'd be able to go. I just never thought this soon. And one thing I tell my friends is that these private companies, the tourism aspect, which is just starting and it's very expensive, is really a stepping stone. There's only going to be more spaceships built, and they're going to use the profits from tourism to make bases. And the company that I'm going up with and SpaceX actually have a plan to do travel. They want to go from London to Sydney in by 2025. And just like my grandparents came over from Europe, they came over on a boat and it took weeks. And if you were to tell them that in their lifetime they could fly home in 6 hours above the clouds, they wouldn't have believed you.
Right.
And
which is what they could do now. But you're saying in the future, we're going to what?
Space travel is going to be very accessible, and it's only going to get cheaper and cheaper.
And faster and faster, like to get London to Sydney, you know, nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you have this confidence, and you've had it for a long time. We should say that you had to make a video to enter the contest, and we'll have it at hereandnow.org. It's really quite something. We'll listen to a little bit of it.
In everyday life, clocks slow down so little because we move so slow compared to light speed. The train would have to travel at a couple hundred thousand miles per hour for light to take this much of a diagonal path. But time does change.
You did the music, the score that you're playing the piano. You also make these beautiful sort of chalk drawings to explain Einstein's theory of relativity. It's complicated, but involves, you know, train cars and a picture of an island with a hammock in the middle of the ocean. It's really quite something. When did you start thinking about this?
Well, the lecture that I give, it's around 15 minutes long. And the concepts that I explain in the video, I first read about in around middle school, the eighth grade. And it took months in order for some of these ideas to click. And once they did, it kind of lit the fire. And from then on, all I read was physics books. And that's still all I read.
Well, and people have said in response to this video, even people, you know, scientists who have worked in this field have said, wow, that's the first time I really saw it this way. We urge people to go look at it. But basically, you demonstrate that time is faster in space, that time on Earth is slowed down by gravity, using all these trains and drawings that you have. And you say if you remember two things, remember this. What, time?
Time is not constant. It changes depending on where you are and how you're moving. And space is the same way. And that's something that's been known for a little under 100 years. And I wanted to make the video to show people that they can understand this kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's quite something. And this was Einstein's daydream. He was on a train looking out the window, and you illustrate what he in his mind's eye, what he saw. So now here you've won this contest. You're going to go into space where time is slowed down. You have to go practice. This is no kidding around.
Oh, no. It's a pretty intense flight. There's training in an L-39 Albatross jet, which is a military-grade jet, and that's to get used to the G-forces and
right.
Some of the weightlessness. And there's also a simulator in the Netherlands that can simulate up to 3.3 Gs. The rocket ship is being built by a company called X-Core, and they specialize in rockets. And the ship that's being built right now is a second-generation Lynx, and it's going to be ready at the end of 2013 and hopefully flying in 2014.
Wow. And it's a rocket that will take off and land on a runway.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I'm trying to top you or anything here, but I once went in an FB-111, and, you know, it was a five-hour flight, and I was sick for, like, four of it. I mean, you know, are you at all worried about, you know, sudden people who train to be astronauts do it for years?
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the main reasons why I entered the competition, the space part of it is obviously the frosting on the cake, but the flight itself and just being able to go in a jet or a rocket ship that performs like that is something I've always wanted to do, and the trip itself is almost half of the excitement.
Well, good for you. And before we leave this, you talked about the flight you're actually going to take.
Mm-hmm.
How far into space are you going to go?
The trip is about 110 kilometers, which is the boundary for space is around 100 kilometers. I mean, there's no fine edge. It just kind of, the atmosphere gets very, very thin until there's almost no particles out there. To give you an idea, the International Space Station orbits at around 330 kilometers above the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And this will be going 110.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Right there. Are your parents nervous?
My mom's horrified, and my dad is, he wants to go up. So.
With you, yeah. Well, what do you hope to do with all this? I mean, you know, right now you've actually, you know, you're working at the Metro.
Mm-hmm.
You do Chalkimation videos for them on science topics. You'll be doing updates from your flight to be published in the Metro magazine worldwide. But what do you want to be when you grow up? I mean, you're going to be an astronaut, but what do you want
to
be?
To be honest with you, this competition has kind of changed the course. I'd like to eventually maybe start a educational website using the chalk drawings and explaining things that are best explained visually. And there's tons of material out there that is untouched and that almost anybody can understand. And that's what I wanted to demonstrate with the relativity video, is that there is a lot of things that people don't give themselves credit for that they can understand. It just has to be presented in the right way.
Hmm. Well, can maybe say you've got the voice for it? I have to say to our listeners, I'm looking at a face. You look about 10.
Thank you.
Voice that's, really quite something. And you've put it to use with this video. Again, it's at hereandnow.org. And we just know we're going to be hearing from you in some other way soon. Justin Dowd, thanks again and good luck on your flight.
Thank you.
It's Justin's world. We just live in it. Back with our swimming field trip here and now.